Well, they call them dearly houses.
Okay. And a place where you could go to if you wanted to, if you needed some money, you could exchange, say, you had a watch that was worth something.
You could go to pawn shop.
Any other name for a pawn shop?
Loan office.
Okay. And a tool that you could use to, about the size of a broom, you'd use it outside to draw together leaves and...
Right.
Okay. What do you, that's the one with flexible teeth, kind of. What do you call the one that you could use to smooth the surface of a garden? It's got kind of comb shape and part.
It's a rake.
It's a rake either way,
but it's just a stable. Uh-huh. You see, a flexible rake is for raking things like grass, but if you would take the old iron rake,
uh-huh,
and try to rake your grass, you'd be careful because you get hung up in the roots of your grass, you see.
Uh-huh.
And it's more or less to rake out the dirt where you want to take the clods out, uh-huh, and stuff like that.
What would you use to break the ground up? Power-driven thing you'd use to...
Yeah, what you call a tiller.
Okay. And something you'd use for about the size of a shovel. It's got teeth, though, and you'd use...
Fork.
Huh?
Fork.
Okay. And a hand tool you could have that pretty small you could use for weeding around flowers and...
Hold.
For small, you could hold...
Well, they got one made like a rake with three prongs.
Uh-huh. What do you call it?
I don't know.
And...
She got one at home, I don't know.
What would you call a hand saw that's driven by gasoline?
Power saw.
And is that the one with the chain in it?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you use to cut the grass with?
Lawnmower.
What do you call the ones that you just push that don't have electricity or gas or anything?
I call them Armstrong.
Armstrong?
Mm-hmm. You got the good with this arm.
What about the ones that do have gas?
Power mower.
And the ones that you ride on?
Well, you call them tractors.
And something you'd use, it, like scissors, you'd use for trimming around the hedge or... bushes.
Hedge clippers.
Huh?
Hedge clippers.
And an electric thing you'd use for frying eggs in.
Skillet.
Any special names for it if it's electric?
Electric skillet.
And what you'd use for getting up the dust and hairs and all in the car?
Vacuum cleaner.
And the container, the thing that the dust and hair goes into in
the bag.
And when you take clothes to the dry cleaners, when they give them back to you, they've got a...
They're on a coat hanger and has a piece of plastic over.
Any special name for that plastic?
Cover.
And what you put your dirty clothes in?
Clothes hamper. Dirty clothes hamper. I mean, some you have built in, some you buy.
Uh-huh. And when you're mopping the floor, the thing that contains the suds.
No bucket.
And in the kitchen, where you'd, if you didn't have a something built into your sink, where would you throw, like, potato peelings and things like
that? Garbage can.
Okay. What about, in some houses now, you have something that, a machine that you can put the garbage in and it'll...
Garbage disposal, a compactor, and you got garbage disposed.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can throw the potato peels and it'll grind them and flush them down the drain.
Uh-huh.
And then you got a compactor where it'll compress all this,
uh-huh,
garbage together and make it one little bundle.
And then you take it outside and put it in the
garbage can for the trash man.
Huh?
For trash man.
For the what?
Trash man.
Okay.
Garbage collector.
You call it a garbage can, whether it's inside or outside?
Yeah.
And, just a second.